There's a time and a place for a fillet of fish. But breakfast is for sausage biscuits. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Say hello to making everyday routines a bit more magical. Say hello to sunshine and goodbye to boring. Say hello to Hello. Hello makes oral and personal care products that are just friendly. Products that add a little everyday yay to your day. Like a toothpaste that makes brushing fun for kids. Doesn't exist, you say? It's just a myth, a legend, a unicorn. Yeah, it's a unicorn. Hello's Unicorn Sparkle Toothpaste. It tastes like rainbows and sunshine, and it makes brushing fun. Also prevents cavities, strengthens enamel, helps brush away plaque, and all that important toothpastey stuff. And they didn't forget adults. That's where Hello Anti-Plaque and Whitening Toothpaste comes in. It takes care of plaque, tartar, and bad breath for a friendly mouth. And it's made with farm-grown peppermint for a friendly flavor. Speaking of friendly, Hello is vegan, cruelty-free, and not tested on animals. So take your day to the next level, a happier one. Visit HelloProducts.com and let Hello add some everyday yay into your life.
Not all meals are created equal. For instance, breakfast has the spicy egg McMuffin for a limited time, and lunch doesn't. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring defense attorney, Hidden Killers daily contributor, and host of the Defense Diaries podcast, Bob Motta.
Gypsy Rose Blanchard is free, and that's to the excitement of most people. If you watch the documentary about Gypsy Rose, if you watch the mini series, if you will, on Hulu, you'll walk away from that with a feeling of, my God, this girl went through hell. And she certainly did. But at the same point, she also orchestrated the murder of her mother by her own admission and brought another individual in to help make that happen. Another individual who is spending the rest of his life behind bars. Well, Gypsy Rose is now set free. Here to discuss this case and the weirdness of it and all the intricacies. And I got a lot of questions about what can be done, can't be done, is being done, should be done, shouldn't be done. Bob Motta, defense attorney, host of the podcast Defense Diaries, here to answer that. The first thing, and I'm not against Gypsy Rose being free. I'm not for Gypsy. I'm just kind of like in the middle. It's just, there's, I think, a lot of valid arguments both ways. This is someone who was clearly abused beyond anyone's wildest imaginations or, I think, comprehension, because I don't think any of us can understand what this woman went through at the hands of her mother. But again, at the same point, we are talking about someone who did orchestrate a murder. And now she's getting a nice little payday out of this, and maybe that's okay. Maybe that's good. Maybe this is what her life will be, telling her story, and maybe it will do some good for others out there. In cases like that, I have no issue. But there are Son of Sam laws out there that do prevent people who have been convicted of a murder or crime like this from profiting off of the crime that they committed. So the first thing that came to mind, just kind of playing devil's advocate, is, can she be doing all of this and making money on, it is her story, but again, it's a crime she was certainly a major part in.
Yeah, it's an interesting question, but yeah, I think ultimately she can make money off of it. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, you're talking about the Son of Sam laws, but I mean, she served the time,
yeah.
You know, and remember, this was a plea agreement, mm-hmm. You know, so people are acting like, I think people are forgetting that the state offered her this plea, a 10-year plea, where she was to do 85% of it, and she did her time.
Yeah.
You know, to me, you know, and obviously I'm a defense attorney. You know, my father represented a young girl back in the late 90s whose father was incredibly abusive to both her mother, constantly beating her, constantly threatening her life, and to her. I mean, the house was like a house of horrors, like constantly. Like it was like, you know, he'd get drunk and, you know, he'd beat the hell out of the mom. And, you know, one night my dad's client was falling asleep and they were having, the mother and father were having a massive argument downstairs per usual. And, you know, and her father was screaming, I'm going to kill you. I'm going to kill you. You know, so she like falls asleep and then wakes up in a fugue state, proceeds to go downstairs with her father sleeping on the couch and proceeds to cave his head in with a baseball bat, kills him. Mm-hmm. And in that case, it was similar to this in the sense that my father obviously had her evaluated psychologically by multiple doctors. They all came in with their opinions and it never had to go to trial because the state, much like in this case, realized that there's extenuating circumstances wherein maybe her actions were justified, mm-hmm. you know, and it's in the same vein because it's not in the heat of the moment. It's not self-defense per se, but you know, ultimately so they did what they call a cold plea in that case. And the little girl's name was Jennifer Van Noonan. I'm actually going to cover that on my podcast because it's an important story. But so ultimately what ended up happening is the state came and said, all right, we're willing to make an offer of probation where she does no jail time, you know, that she pleads guilty to the act, but we don't think that she deserves to go to prison, mm-hmm. you know? And ultimately the judge, as always, has to agree with the plea. It has to be approved by the judge when the state and the defense come up with a plea agreement. And the judge did, and he went even beyond that. It's like in this area, it's a kind of famous saying, and like this judge on the bench said, look, I think the moral of the story is if you mess with your kids long and hard enough, you know, they just might cave your head in with a bat, mm-hmm. you know? And I think that there's some truth to that. You know, what this woman did to her kid for whatever reason, from the time that she was born throughout the course of her entire life, like you said, it is beyond like, yeah, I watched the act, mm-hmm. you know, and it's like, as crazy as you think it is, like watching that or watching the documentary, actually try to put yourself in the situation. You know, for 14, 15, 16 years with this woman, like performing surgeries, like everything that she did was like beyond anything that I've ever seen. Munchausen by proxy, fine. Yeah. This went way beyond that. Like yeah. shaving her head, say, telling this kid she had leukemia and was dying.
Look, it's insane. Buddy, I mean, yeah, it's evil. It's utterly evil. It's utterly insane. One of the bigger questions, you know, I think a lot of us have about the case is how did this get into the medical system where they actually were Dude. Able to perform these invasive surgeries simply at the request of a mother? I think that's one of the scariest things about the whole thing.
It's unbelievable.
Is that just by suggestion or just by pushing, just by pressure. I mean, and we're not talking, this is not like the Maya Kowalski case where they went to Mexico to some third world doctor and we're doing some, this is the Mercy medical system. I live in this part of the country. Springfield's an hour away. I know where this hospital is. I've driven by it many a times. It's a very well-established, very well-respected medical center. It's actually where they have them here. I use that system. And it's scary yeah. to think that was able to take place and without a whole lot of repercussions at the end of the day either.
Man, it's terrifying. It really is, you know, but like I hate doctors for a reason, not personally. yeah. I hate the practice of medicine because it's exactly that. It's practice. You know, like they know what they can know. And the fact of the matter is that you're like any profession, Tony, you're going to have bad doctors.
Sure.
And you're going to have bad lawyers and you're going to have bad cops and you're going to have bad teachers. You know, when you get into the profession of like medicine, and you have a bad doctor, it can result in death, you know? So it's a different type of thing. You know, it's like the concept that somehow she was able to hoodwink doctors into performing actual invasive surgery, like removing nodes, lymph nodes, or
yeah,
like her glands, or like, I mean, it was crazy. You know, I mean, like, and she just repeatedly kept going in there. And I mean, like, is it an indictment on the practice of medicine and in general, in terms of that they're just guessing a lot of times? You know, I mean, that's the fact. Like, there does not exist any kind of tests. Like, when they do blood work, I mean, we've gotten, obviously, it's gotten much more advanced. Like is every year that progresses, you know, the ability to be able to determine what, you know, what's wrong with somebody has gotten better and better. However, they're still guessing to some extent. I mean, obviously, there's things where you're going to be showing symptoms and they're going to be able to say, okay, yeah, we agree that this is what it is. But I mean, people go and get second and third opinions for a reason, mm-hmm. because it's not like a factual scenario. You know what I mean? If you have stage 4 cancer and it's observable, then that's one thing. But if you're showing symptoms that, you know, you're pulling up Merck's manual or whatever you're looking at and you're like, all right, well, you know, this seems to be, this could be this or this. You know what I'm saying? Where the blood work is not going to say, like, doesn't print out a little receipt, say, okay, this is what you have. It's like they're trying to narrow it down, you know, to 4, 5, 6 different afflictions. And you know, and what about new stuff that popped up? Like, we're like, there's always new, like, new diseases that somehow like arise. I don't know. It's probably all, you know, from our surroundings in terms of all the radiation that we're walking through constantly with our cell phones and all the beams that we walk through every day, all of us, you know, but it's like, yeah, man, that part of it is crazy to me too. Like the concept of how she was able to get people to actually perform surgery.
Yeah.
Is it money driven?
Well, I mean,
is that what it is?
And there was a lot of doctor shopping. It seemed every time it came up that there was a red flag raised, Dee Dee, her mother, would move on to another doctor and until she basically got what she wanted. And I suppose that's true with almost anything. Scary, the fact that it happens in medicine, that if you keep digging, you may find what you're looking for.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.
Say hello to making everyday routines a bit more magical. Say hello to sunshine and goodbye to boring. Say hello to Hello. Hello makes oral and personal care products that are just friendly. Products that add a little everyday yay to your day. Like a toothpaste that makes brushing fun for kids. Doesn't exist, you say? It's just a myth, a legend, a unicorn. Yeah, it's a unicorn. Hello's Unicorn Sparkle Toothpaste. It tastes like rainbows and sunshine, and it makes brushing fun. Also prevents cavities, strengthens enamel, helps brush away plaque, and all that important toothpastey stuff. And they didn't forget adults. That's where Hello Anti-Plaque and Whitening Toothpaste comes in. It takes care of plaque, tartar, and bad breath for a friendly mouth. And it's made with farm-grown peppermint for a friendly flavor. Speaking of friendly, Hello is vegan, cruelty-free, and not tested on animals. So take your day to the next level, a happier one. Visit HelloProducts.com and let Hello add some everyday yay into your life.
There's a time and a place for a filet of fish, but breakfast is for sausage biscuits. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Say hello to making everyday routines a bit more magical. Say hello to sunshine and goodbye to boring. Say hello to Hello. Hello makes oral and personal care products that are just friendly. Products that add a little everyday yay to your day. Like a toothpaste that makes brushing fun for kids. Doesn't exist, you say? It's just a myth, a legend, a unicorn. Yeah, it's a unicorn.
Hello's Unicorn Sparkle Toothpaste. It tastes like rainbows and sunshine, and it makes brushing fun. Also prevents cavities, strengthens enamel, helps brush away plaque, and all that important toothpastey stuff. And they didn't forget adults. That's where Hello Anti-Plaque and Whitening Toothpaste comes in. It takes care of plaque, tartar, and bad breath for a friendly mouth. And it's made with farm-grown peppermint for a friendly flavor. Speaking of friendly, Hello is vegan, cruelty-free, and not tested on animals. So take your day to the next level, a happier one. Visit HelloProducts.com and let Hello add some everyday yay into your life.
There's a time and a place for a filet of fish. But breakfast is for sausage biscuits. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Say hello to making everyday routines a bit more magical. Say hello to sunshine and goodbye to boring. Say hello to Hello. Hello makes oral and personal care products that are just friendly. Products that add a little everyday yay to your day. Like a toothpaste that makes brushing fun for kids. Doesn't exist, you say? It's just a myth, a legend, a unicorn. Yeah, it's a unicorn. Hello's Unicorn Sparkle Toothpaste. It tastes like rainbows and sunshine, and it makes brushing fun. Also prevents cavities, strengthens enamel, helps brush away plaque, and all that important toothpastey stuff. And they didn't forget adults. That's where Hello Anti-Plaque and Whitening Toothpaste comes in. It takes care of plaque, tartar, and bad breath for a friendly mouth. And it's made with farm-grown peppermint for a friendly flavor. Speaking of friendly, Hello is vegan, cruelty-free, and not tested on animals. So take your day to the next level, a happier one. Visit HelloProducts.com and let Hello add some everyday yay into your life.
Not all meals are created equal. For instance, breakfast has the spicy egg McMuffin for a limited time, and lunch doesn't. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Say hello to making everyday routines a bit more magical. Say hello to sunshine and goodbye to boring. Say hello to Hello. Hello makes oral and personal care products that are just friendly. Products that add a little everyday yay to your day. Like a toothpaste that makes brushing fun for kids. Doesn't exist, you say? It's just a myth, a legend, a unicorn. Yeah, it's a unicorn. Hello's Unicorn Sparkle Toothpaste. It tastes like rainbows and sunshine, and it makes brushing fun. Also prevents cavities, strengthens enamel, helps brush away plaque, and all that important toothpastey stuff. And they didn't forget adults. That's where Hello Anti-Plaque and Whitening Toothpaste comes in. It takes care of plaque, tartar, and bad breath for a friendly mouth. And it's made with farm-grown peppermint for a friendly flavor. Speaking of friendly, Hello is vegan, cruelty-free, and not tested on animals. So take your day to the next level, a happier one. Visit HelloProducts.com and let Hello add some everyday yay into your life.
Not all meals are created equal. For instance, breakfast has the spicy egg McMuffin for a limited time, and lunch doesn't. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Say hello to making everyday routines a bit more magical. Say hello to sunshine and goodbye to boring. Say hello to Hello. Hello makes oral and personal care products that are just friendly. Products that add a little everyday yay to your day. Like a toothpaste that makes brushing fun for kids. Doesn't exist, you say? It's just a myth, a legend, a unicorn. Yeah, it's a unicorn. Hello's Unicorn Sparkle Toothpaste. It tastes like rainbows and sunshine, and it makes brushing fun. Also prevents cavities, strengthens enamel, helps brush away plaque, and all that important toothpastey stuff. And they didn't forget adults. That's where Hello Anti-Plaque and Whitening Toothpaste comes in. It takes care of plaque, tartar, and bad breath for a friendly mouth. And it's made with farm-grown peppermint for a friendly flavor. Speaking of friendly, Hello is vegan, cruelty-free, and not tested on animals. So take your day to the next level, a happier one. Visit HelloProducts.com and let Hello add some everyday yay into your life.
Not all meals are created equal. For instance, breakfast has the spicy egg McMuffin for a limited time, and lunch doesn't. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Say hello to making everyday routines a bit more magical. Say hello to sunshine and goodbye to boring. Say hello to Hello.
Hello makes oral and personal care products that are just friendly. Products that add a little everyday yay to your day. Like a toothpaste that makes brushing fun for kids. Doesn't exist, you say? It's just a myth, a legend, a unicorn. Yeah, it's a unicorn. Hello's Unicorn Sparkle Toothpaste. It tastes like rainbows and sunshine, and it makes brushing fun. Also prevents cavities, strengthens enamel, helps brush away plaque, and all that important toothpastey stuff. And they didn't forget adults. That's where Hello Anti-Plaque and Whitening Toothpaste comes in. It takes care of plaque, tartar, and bad breath for a friendly mouth. And it's made with farm-grown peppermint for a friendly flavor. Speaking of friendly, Hello is vegan, cruelty-free, and not tested on animals. So take your day to the next level, a happier one. Visit HelloProducts.com and let Hello add some everyday yay into your life.
Not all meals are created equal. For instance, breakfast has the spicy egg McMuffin for a limited time, and lunch doesn't. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
What if every student had a tutor and personalized learning was available to everyone? What if every family had a financial guide and their investments made for an optimistic future? What if every doctor could diagnose you in seconds and healthcare visits felt more personal? What if your business never slept and every customer's shopping experience felt like it was designed especially for them? It can with Agentforce, the powerful AI from Salesforce.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
We all deserve some yay in our day. So say hello to Hello. Hello makes oral and personal care products that add wonder to your routine, like a toothpaste that makes brushing fun for kids. It's called Unicorn Sparkle Toothpaste. It tastes like rainbows and sunshine, works brilliantly, and it's fun. So it's pretty much magic. And for the adults, Hello Anti-Plaque and Whitening Toothpaste, which is just as good without the unicorns. Visit HelloProducts.com and let Hello add some everyday yay into your life.